Prescott's thunderous cadences remain a pleasure to read, despite the author's firmly stated belief, typical for his time, in the moral inferiority of the natives. But the book had no successor. More than a century later, when Dobbins went to Lima, Prescott's was still the only complete account. A Fine History, John Hemming's Conquest of the Incas, appeared later in 1970. But it, too, has had no successor, despite a wealth of new information. The Inca were largely ignored because the entire continent of South America was largely ignored. Patricia Lyon, an anthropologist at the Institute for Andean Studies in Berkeley, California, explained to me. Until the end of colonialism, she suggested, researchers tended to work in their own country's possessions. The British were in Africa, along with the Germans and French. The Dutch were in Asia, and nobody was in South America, because most of its nations were independent. The few researchers who did examine Andean societies were often sidetracked into ideological warfare. The Inca practiced a form of central planning, which led scholars into a sterile Cold War squabble about whether they were actually socialists avant la lettre in a communal utopia or a dire precursor to Stalinist Russia. Given the lack of previous investigation, it may have been inevitable that when Dobbins traced births and deaths in Lima, he would be staking out new ground. He collected every book on Peruvian demography he could find, and he dipped into his own money to pay Cornell project workers to explore the Cathedral Archives and the National Archives of Peru and the Municipal Archives of Lima. Slowly tallying mortality and natality figures, Dobbins continued to be impressed by what he found. Like any scholar, he eventually wrote an article about what he had learned. But by the time his article came out in 1963, he had realized that his findings applied far beyond Peru. The Inca and the Wampanoag were as different as Turks and Swedes. But Dobbins discovered, in effect, that their separate battles with Spain and England followed a similar biocultural template, one that explained the otherwise perplexing fact that every Indian culture, large or small, eventually succumbed to Europe. Shouldn't there have been some exceptions? And then, reasoning backward in time from this master narrative, he proposed a new way to think about Native American societies, one that transformed not only our understanding of life before Columbus arrived, but our picture of the continents themselves.